8:32 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says the league is enjoying peak competitiveness. And meanwhile, we're wondering whether teams are tanking. So either, Ed, they suck like that unintentionally or intentionally. Because competitiveness would mean they don't mean to suck that bad. They just do.
Yeah.
But I don't think this is the peak of competitiveness. I don't think so. Not for the NFL. I think you've got a couple of teams up top that are good. You've got some teams who are decent, and a lot of teams are just bad. They're tough to watch. Yeah. A lot of tough-to-watch football games.
There's some bad teams. There really are some bad teams. I mean, the Dolphins, obviously. The Redskins are a bad team. The Bengals are a bad team. There's some bad teams. I think the Jets are better than their record because I was just watching while we were sitting here. Man, when you get your quarterback, what a difference he made. Not just because they won. You know, they upset the Cowboys. But I was watching. He was on like his own two, and he threw a ball 50 yards in the air for a completion. That thing hit the guy in the 50-yard line. It was a beautiful pass. But anyway, I don't know if teams are tanking on the field. I think they're tanking in the front office.
Front office, no doubt about that. But I don't think, Jerry, that this is the peak of competitiveness in the NFL.
Well, I mean, there are some arguments that could be made, but the Dolphins, no doubt, have no interest in trying to win a football game. You saw that with the Redskins. I mean, they went for two. They tried to go for the win instead of the tie and didn't seem to care about the outcome. But according to Rich McKay, who's the leader of the competition committee, he claims 51 games this year have been decided by seven or fewer points, and that's the most in the history of the NFL during the same span of games through the first, I guess, 6 weeks. He points out that the Niners, Packers were a combined 10-21-1 a year ago. They now sit atop their divisions at 5-0 and 5-1 respectively. So that's a way to spin the numbers.
Yeah,
I think there's just a lot of parity and just a few good teams out there right now.
See, I don't know whether parity or mediocrity, and I heard him do that. I heard when he said that, but my question to him, and I'm surprised no one asked, is what about the teams that went the opposite way? What about the fact that the Pittsburgh Steelers, who were a good team last year, look at their record. They're not very good right now. People are going to keep telling me you think they're going to be. What about the Los Angeles Chargers, who are 2-4? You know what I mean? So teams have gone the other way, the opposite way this year in the National Football League. The Rams are now 3-3, a 500 team. Mm-hmm. Last year was your Super Bowl representative. So for all the teams that he's talking about that are better now than they were last year, I can counter that with teams who are on the opposite side or even mediocre.
The only thing is, it's still early. It's, I mean,
yeah, that's the thing.
There's 10 games left. You know, this isn't like we're 10 games in.
We're not even at the halfway point.
No.
Yeah, but to say that it's at the peak of competitiveness, that's just not true.
Well, based on history in the first 6 weeks of the season, 51 games decided by seven or fewer points. I mean, those are stats. When I watch the games, a lot of them seem lopsided, to be honest with you. And not competitive.
Yeah, exactly. That's my
Especially
point.
Especially the primetime game.
So to say it's at the peak, to me, it's just not true. I mean, we know what we're watching. Don't tell me that I'm not seeing what I'm watching. To me, that's just like not addressing the issue at hand. You can't allow the Dolphins to just trade off the entire roster. You can't do that. And Steph, how many draft picks did you say they have coming in?
The Dolphins?
Yeah.
I don't know how many the Dolphins have. It was the Jaguars who just made a deal. They have 18 coming.
Oh, it's Jaguars.
Yeah, 18.
I mean, come on,
coming.
You just.
Well, I gotta understand the definition of competitiveness. You know, what did he say? How did he define it?
The peak.
Rich McKay.
The peak of competitiveness. Yeah. Because you've got two undefeated teams. You've got like how many? We got one, two, three, five, four, 5-1 teams.
Yeah,
two winless.
I mean. To me, it looks the same. You got some really good teams or some teams with really good records and some bad teams. It's just the Chiefs are 4-2, the Texans are 4-2, the Ravens are 4-2, Vikings are 4-2, Panthers. So, I mean, those are winning. The Bills are 4-1. I don't know. It looks to me the way the league looks most of the time.
The one thing that has changed is the flow of the game because of all the
penalties.
That's
the problem.
That's the major problem for me.
To me, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Because at this time of year, nothing surprises me. I mean, you look at the records on these teams. The Steelers are 2-4. How do you know they won't go 10-6? You don't know at this stage of the season. I mean, they can turn it around. Look what the Ravens did last year.
In the second half of their season.
Second half
Excellent
of their season.
Point. Right.
You know, they had
Prime
a losing
example.
Record and then come back and win the division. So I think the Ravens are the, you know, the best example of how you can't look this early and, you know, predict history.
I mean, you look at the AFC West, all of a sudden the Chiefs have come back to the pack a little bit by losing two straight mm-hmm. games. I mean, who saw the Raiders just being a game behind them right now?
The Ravens, though, were what, 4-5? They were never 1-4.
Yeah, but they played nine games in. And they,
but I'm saying they were never 1-4 or never 1-3.
No. But I mean, no. But that's not what, it doesn't matter. The argument is with too early in the season, when you have nine games in and you're under 500, that looks like a bad season for you. I never expected them to win a division.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is I don't compare 4-5 with being, you know, 1-5 or what are the Jets right now? 1-4. You know, I don't. That's just, you know, the Jets would have to win three of the next four games to even go 4-5. You know, so
I don't understand what you're saying, though. I mean, but not everybody can be good. Heffley's got to be bad.
But you said you never know what'll happen.
Right.
If you know the Jets are bad.
Yeah, with a handful of teams, Rob. But I mean,
you never know what's going to happen.
Let me talk.
But I'm answering what you said.
You're not answering. You're talking over me. There's teams here. The Jets are bad. The Dolphins are bad. The Redskins are bad. The Bengals are bad. I said that. But there's a lot of teams like this. I'm not counting the Steelers out. I'm not going to count the Rams. I'm not going to count the Eagles out of 3-3 because it's too early in the season.
But at 2-4, they would have to go 8-2 for the rest of the year.
The Steelers.
Yeah. So, I mean, 2-4 is different, in my opinion, than 4-5. It's a lot different, especially with the bad football that they've played, especially with the fact they're on their third quarterback, an undrafted kid. And I mean, that
Not
to me.
Really? Wait a minute. Hang on. No. At 2-4, they got to go, what's it, 8-2?
8-2 the rest of the year.
The Ravens are 4-5. How many games did they win to win the division?
They went, what, 6-1?
Yeah.
Down the stretch. But you're looking at a third string
but
quarterback,
the Ravens had
undrafted
that kind,
guy.
He looks pretty good, though. But the Ravens had that kind of run. With a quarterback that was inserted because of an injury, or not, the Ravens did the same thing.
I just don't feel the same way about the Steelers. I'm
not counting them out yet, Rob.
I don't feel the same way about the Steelers.
I'm not on top of them. I'm not burying them just yet. They've done this before. Not to this degree.
Okay, so they haven't done it.
But we have counted them out too many times before.
But you said
they've
done this before, but not to this degree, so they haven't done this before. They haven't.
No, they've done it before in terms of people counting them out, and I think that's a tremendous mistake to do at this juncture.
I don't think anybody – I've never counted the Steelers out until this year. I guess maybe my preconceived notion of going into the season not believing in them in the first place. So now you give me a third-string quarterback – well, that just only adds to it. I don't think they're that good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.